Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the change of command ceremony for the United States Southern Command, in which General Douglas M. Frazier, United States Air Force, will relinquish command to General John F. Kelly, United States Marine Corps. United States Southern Command is composed of five components and three subordinate commands, and they're represented at today's ceremony by their commanders and their senior enlisted advisors. The components are Army South, headquartered at Fort Sam Houston, Texas, Marine Corps Forces South, headquartered here in Doral, Florida, U.S. Naval Forces Southern Command, headquartered at Jacksonville, Florida, Air Forces Southern, headquartered at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, Arizona, and Special Operation Command South, headquartered at Homestead Air Reserve Base, Florida. The subordinate commands are Joint Task Force Bravo, located at Sotocano Air Base, Honduras, Joint Interagency Task Force South, located at Key West, Florida, and Joint Task Force Guantanamo, located at Guantanamo Navy Base, Cuba. We are honored to have as our special guest today the representatives of many of the nations of which we are proud to partner with in Latin America and the Caribbean. We would also like to welcome members of the Diplomatic Corps, members of Congress, interagency, and senior leaders of the federal, military, and civilian community. We are especially honored to welcome the Secretary of Defense, the Honorable Leon E. Panetta, and the Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin E. Dempsey, United States Army, who will preside over today's ceremony. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the arrival of the official party and remain standing for the rendering of honors. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the presentation of colors, national anthem, and the invocation delivered by Chaplain Ronnie King, United States Navy Command Chaplain. Please direct your attention to the skies to your left as the United States Air Force commemorates today's ceremony. The four F-16 fighter aircraft are from Homestead Air Reserve Base's 93rd Fighter Squadron, the world-famous Makos. Chaplain King?
Let us pray. A wise individual once said, where there is no vision, the people perish. Lord, we come today during this time-honored military tradition that we call a change of command to say thank you for our visionary leader, General Douglas Frazier, a leader that's compassionate, a leader that's strategic, a leader that is concerned not only about the mission, but a visionary leader that is concerned about God's people. It did not matter whether one lived in America, Latin America, or the Caribbean. General Frazier demonstrated visionary leadership for all people. For example, as his chaplain and preacher, observed him express sympathy and words of condolence when we lost a Southcom family member. I watched him address civic groups, meet with host nation partners, religious leaders, and dignitaries across this country. And on each occasion, his visionary leadership was evident. So we come today to say thanks, Lord, for loaning us General Douglas Frazier, our visionary leader, and his lovely companion, Rena. Lord, as they move on to the next phase of where you are leading them, may your guiding light, protecting hand, and comforting spirit be with them as you have been in the past. Also, Lord, we welcome General John Kelly and his wife, Karen, and their family. I ask, even as I offer this prayer, that you allow General Kelly to hear your assuring and confirming words spoken by your prophet. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to greater heights, and no one will be able to stand up against you. For I, the Lord God, will be with you wherever you go. Finally, Lord, we thank you for those men and women that are serving this great country, for the families, friends, and loved ones that support them, and for your protection over them. Be with those deployed in harm's way as they fight for freedom and justice. We ask these and all things in your precious and holy name. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. At this time, Special Erica Gulliver, United States Army, will present a bouquet of flowers to Ms. Rena Frazier. According to tradition, Ms. Frazier will see flowers in full bloom, representing the many contributions she made to the command and community throughout her tenure with Southern Command. Specialist Raymond Roberts, United States Army, will present a bouquet of flowers to Ms. Karen Kelly. Ms. Kelly's will receive budded flowers for her contributions that she will soon be realized as she begins her time with the United States Southern Command. Warriors since the beginning of history have traditionally rallied around a standard as a symbol of unity and loyalty. Today, the United States Southern Command continues this tradition Sergeant Major Eric Garrisey, United States Army, representing the importance of non-commissioned officers to the armed forces of the United States and within the United States Southern Command, will pass the colors to the outgoing commander. General Frazier relinquishes the colors to the Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dempsey, thereby signifying termination of his period in command. General Dempsey presents the colors to the new commander, General Kelly, charging him with the responsibility for mission accomplishment and the welfare of his forces. General Kelly assumes command and returns the colors to Sergeant Major, signifying his acceptance of command responsibilities and the continuation of the mission. United States Southern Command, Office of the Commander, subject, assumption of command. By authority of the President of the United States, the undersigned assumes command of the United States Southern Command, Miami, Florida, effective 19 November 2012, signed John M. Kelly, General, United States Marine Corps, commanding. Ladies and gentlemen, the Air Force personal four-star flag has been lowered, and the Marine Corps personal four-star flag is being raised, signifying the new commander's presence at the headquarters.
It's working.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It really is a pleasure to have everybody here. Before I start some introductory remarks, I'd like to first thank the 13th Army, U.S. Army Band. Thank you for a great session. Thanks for being here today. I'd like to recognize this outstanding U.S. Southern Command Color Guard. Aren't they magnificent? And I also want to thank our chaplain. He never fails to inspire me, and he's a tough act to follow. Well, it really is an honor to have you here today, and I'm going to take a little bit of latitude to be the introducer, the MC here for a little bit today. I want to start by recognizing some people, some folks very specifically. General Jacoby, General and Mrs. Swartz, General and Mrs. Renwart, I can't thank you enough for being here. I think it's also interesting that General Jacoby, the commander of United States Northern Command, and a former commander of United States Northern Command, General Renwart, are here today, because I think it signifies the close relationship and the connection we have between our two commands. Thank you both for being here. Okay, and I ask, I'm going to introduce in groups. I'm not going to go by name because we'd be here all afternoon. But I'd like also like to extend a special welcome to all our ambassadors, our chiefs of defense, and representatives from our partner nation, Países Amigos, and our regional organizations who are here today. I want to welcome U.S. Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, members of the U.S. Foreign Diplomatic Corps, professional staff members supporting our congressional members, South Florida elected and community leaders, numerous U.S. government representatives and senior leaders, and former United States Southern Command commanders, distinguished civilian and military leaders, fellow flag officers, members of our senior executive service, ladies and gentlemen, friends and guests, thank you all for being here. Now it's my honor to introduce our first speaker, the Secretary of Defense, the Honorable Leon Panetta. At a time when many around the world see the U.S. and the Department of Defense focused on the Pacific, Secretary Panetta has focused significant attention on strengthening U.S. partnerships across Latin America. From his recent participation in the 10th Annual Conference of the Defense Ministers of the Americas, to his trips to Peru, Chile, Brazil, and Colombia, Secretary Panetta has developed direct and close relationships with fellow ministers of defense and brought a message of cooperation and collaboration that has resonated throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. He is a strong advocate of United States Southern Command's initiatives and proposals and provided us with keen insight and clear guidance. Mr. Secretary, it has been my distinct privilege to serve under you this last couple of years. Thank you very much for your inspiring leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, the Secretary of Defense, Secretary Panetta. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, ambassadors, representatives from our partner nations, men and women of the U.S. Southern Command. Above all, let me pay tribute to General Frazier, to General Kelly, to their family members, especially Rena and Karen. It is a real honor and pleasure for me to be able to participate in this ceremony. This afternoon, we pay tribute to two very extraordinary officers, to their families, and to the service members and civilians that they have led. We celebrate General Frazier's nearly four decades of selfless service to our country. His strong leadership in a number of key positions and his many lasting accomplishments as Southcom commander. In many ways, Doug has come full circle. As a youth, he went with his family to Bogota, Colombia, and finished high school there. So this has been a fitting final assignment after a stellar rise through the ranks of the United States Air Force. Incidentally, Doug is the last active duty member of the Air Force Academy class of 1975, and a number of his classmates have traveled here for this ceremony. If I could ask those classmates to rise, we'd like to thank you for your service as well. Welcome to the Air Force's version of the Last of the Mohegans, right here. As we all know, Doug is a fighter pilot. He's flown some of our military's most advanced fighter jets. And as Doug agrees, flying is the second greatest thrill known to man. Landing is the first. But he has all of the right skills to succeed as a fighter pilot and as a COCOM commander. He's got a natural killer instinct. He's got finely tuned physical reflexes. And he has the ability to deal with constant turbulence. Those qualities also help explain why, despite whatever crisis it is, Doug is composed, he's calm, he's in control in the most demanding and the most high-stress situations. Thanks to his extraordinary record of accomplishment, Doug was an excellent pick to be the first ever U.S. Air Force officer to lead this command. And shortly after taking command, General Fraser was faced with one of the most significant operational challenges that Southcom has ever faced when it had to confront the devastating earthquake in Haiti. That earthquake's human toll, its huge destruction, was immense, with hundreds of thousands who were killed and 1 million people displaced from their homes. The main airport, the seaport in the capital city of Port-au-Prince, were unserviceable, and the vast majority of public ministries were simply destroyed. Southcom responded, and they responded immediately with Operation Unified Response, the largest humanitarian assistance and disaster relief mission this command has ever undertaken. In total, Southcom delivered 2.3 million meals, 17 million pounds of bulk food, 2.6 million bottles of water, 150,000 pounds of medical supplies, among many, many other services. The devastation caused by that earthquake in Haiti underscores the fact that the key security challenges in this hemisphere are not just national, they are transnational, and they impact on every nation in this hemisphere. Natural disasters, sometimes horrendous in their impact on people and their countries. Illicit drug trafficking, organized crime, narco-terrorism, the threats to security in the Americas are not contained by political boundaries. That reality of understanding the common threats that face every nation in this hemisphere is one of the core principles of our new defense strategy of building partnerships with other countries. Doug has recognized this reality and responded to it by focusing the team here at Southcom on the mission of developing bilateral and multilateral defense partnerships with nations in this critical region. He has effectively advanced the kind of small footprint, low-cost approaches to building new defense partnerships, new alliances that are emphasized in our defense strategy. These partnerships are helping the nations of this region more effectively deal with our shared security challenges. One of General Fraser's most significant and enduring contributions has been rallying support across the U.S. government in order to focus more attention on Central America, which continues to confront a serious problem of illicit drug trafficking. Southcom has helped galvanize U.S. and Western Hemisphere support for enhanced engagement in this region. We've made significant progress in partnering with the militaries of Central American nations, and they are now taking greater responsibility for their own security. And even as General Fraser has engaged partner nations across this entire region, he's pushed his staff to set achievable objectives and to be demanding partners. In other words, to get measurable results from our programs to build partnership capacity. The annual Panamax exercise has been a notable success and one of the real important exercises in this region. This year, Colombia led the land component command for the second time, while Brazil led the maritime component for the first time. These are huge steps toward sharing security responsibilities in the Western Hemisphere. In an era of constrained sources, that is exactly the right approach. SOUTHCOM's Joint Interagency Task Force, South, has also brought interagency and international cooperation to new levels, particularly through Operation Martillo. In 2012, this task force took 152 metric tons of cocaine worth almost $3 billion off the market. Operation Martillo serves as a real model of regional cooperation for the future. And I've encouraged and continue to encourage our regional partners to build on that cooperation in other areas as well. All of these accomplishments are the direct result of Doug's steady but sure leadership and the great work of many in this audience. I want to thank everyone, personally thank all of you in SOUTHCOM for all you do to keep America safe. As we all know, we could not do these jobs. We could not do these jobs without the strong support of our family. I want to thank Doug's wife, Rena, and his father, Bill, who's also here, for supporting him every step of the way. Your love and your support is critical to this guy's success. Thank you. I'm told if you want anything around here, all you have to do is tell Rena, and it's done. I want to thank you, Rena, and to all of General and Mrs. Frazier's children, Heather, Ian, Hannah, thanks to all of you for your service, for your support, for your love, and for your dedication. As I've often said as Secretary of Defense, one of the great strengths of the U.S. military is that we have an outstanding bench of dedicated leaders. One of those comes off of my bench at the Pentagon, John Kelly. John is someone who has always maintained the perspective of an infantryman and the values of the Irish Catholic neighborhood in Boston where he grew up. His name may be Kelly, but as I always remind him, his mom was Italian. Educated in Catholic schools, John must have been a real pain in the ass to the nuns and to the brothers. He was someone who was always looking, always searching. He joined the Merchant Marine early on, traveled the world. Every damn port that I went to, Kelly had been there before me. From Cameron Bay to Tokyo and beyond. Tested in life and tested in battle. He joined the Marines as a grunt. He became an officer, and what an officer he became. He was tested in battle through four combat deployments, one in the Gulf War and three in Iraq, where he commanded a multinational force west at a critical and challenging time in that campaign. He is, I believe, the true embodiment of the citizen warrior. Compassionate, caring, and tough. He has educated and he has inspired all who've had the privilege of serving alongside of him. In fact, I am one of those who has been personally educated and inspired by John. As you all know, he's been my senior military assistant since I came to the Pentagon last year. He's always been at my side as a trusted confidant and a trusted friend. And more than anyone, he has ensured that the daily reality of those serving on the front lines informs and guides every decision that I've made. I could not have done my job. I could not have done my job without his judgment and his blunt and honest counsel. It was a profound honor for me to join many of you just a few moments ago to promote John to the rank of general. As I said during that promotion, I learned a lot about John and a lot about his character during our time together. I also learned that in a tough situation, it helps to have a Marine from Boston telling you what the hell to do. In my over 40 years of public service, began as a lieutenant in the Army. There are a lot of people that I've had the opportunity to meet. A lot of egos, a lot of smart people, a lot of dumb people, a lot of crooks, and a lot of honest people. There are few that you would like to share a foxhole with, and John Kelly is one of those. He's always watched my back, and he's always watched my glass. We've shared a number of drinks together in this job. But he's always applied the great qualities in his new role as Southcom commander. He has applied those qualities to everything he has done. I will be eternally grateful to him. And to be honest, while I will miss him, he will be a great commander here at Southcom. I very much look forward to relying on his perspective and forthright advice as he leads our military efforts in this region. John is also a man who is intensely loyal and dedicated to his family. He's treated me and the rest of the team at the Pentagon like a family. And I know he'll treat the Southcom team like a family as well. And whether you like it or not, you better damn well be a Red Sox fan. But he also, like Doug Fraser, has a truly wonderful family of his own. And let me take this opportunity to publicly thank John's wife and their children. The Kellys, like thousands of other military families over the last decade, have felt the heartbreak of war in the most profound way possible. But in them, America sees the selflessness, the sense of duty, the sense of love of country that gives our military and our nation its strength. John and Karen, I can think of no better team to help lead the Southcom effort here. You will continue the great work that Doug and Rena have done here over the past 3.5 years. And to borrow an old Air Force metaphor, the Frasers have taken this command to a higher altitude. And with today's change of command, I'm confident that in extraordinarily capable hands of John Kelly, that it will soar even higher in the future. Thank you for what you do, what both of you do, to keep this nation safe and strong and secure. America is blessed by those who are willing to fight and die and lead others into battle. And I want the American people to know that it is generals like Frasier and Kelly that represent the heart and soul and spirit of military leadership. I am so proud of them and all of the officers who serve in the United States military, and all who serve with honor and distinction and dedication. God bless them, and God bless all of you.
Well, it's now my enormous pleasure to introduce our next speaker, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Marty Dempsey. But before I do that, I'd like to recognize his wife, Beanie. Thank you very much for joining us as well and for being here. The Chairman has been focused on some trouble spots around the world, but while he has done that, he has also focused significant attention and brought his keen insight and leadership to Latin America and the Caribbean. Earlier this year, General Dempsey traveled to Brazil and to Colombia to meet with his counterparts. During this visit, through his engaging personal approach, he strengthened critical relationships between two important partners in the region. En route to South America, he stopped through our headquarters, giving us an opportunity to talk with him directly about the great things the men and women of the United States Southern Command are doing every day to strengthen our partnerships. Chairman, welcome back to United States Southern Command. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Marty Dempsey.
Not for themselves, but for their country. About 2 months ago, I took all the combatant commanders, including Doug, and the service chiefs up to the battlefield at Antietam. Bloodiest day in American military history, 23,000 casualties in an 8-hour period on a space not much bigger than the field you see behind us. And in that space, in that very hallowed and revered spot of America, stands a very tall statue of an infantry soldier, not an officer, an infantry soldier. One of a kind, actually, in our statuary around the military. And on the base of that very tall, probably 30-foot tall monument, are those words, not for themselves, but for their country. Ladies and gentlemen, what you see here today is that spirit played out yet again, where two great military leaders have given their lives, 37 years, more than 39 years, and they have given their lives, not individually, but as families, to this country. Not for themselves, but for their country. And I say the same thing to that group of men I see standing and sitting in front of me, women who have served their country with humility, with dignity, and with great pride. Not for themselves, but for their country. Let's give them a round of applause. It really is a privilege to be part of today's ceremony, to be here with you all, and to share this very special day for two great military families. Celebrating friends and their accomplishments really is the best part of my job, or any job, and we've got a tent full here today, so it looks like you'd agree with that. Thanks for being here. Your very presence says far more than I could about these two families, as well as your service to your country. I'd like to recognize our international partners who are in the audience. Thanks for taking the time to travel here to celebrate with us. Let's give them a round of applause. Or as Doug would say, gracias, mi compañeros. Now that's Spanish with a little bit of New Jersey thrown in. I'm waiting to see how the Boston accent handles it here when John Kelly follows me in just a few moments. As you all have experienced, by the way, Doug's Spanish is only slightly better than mine, and he's used it a lot during his travels. And by the way, some of you may know that when he does travel, or when he did travel as the Southcom commander, he would on occasionally fly the plane himself. I asked some of the pilots about your landings, Doug, actually, and they told me, well, the first one is usually a little rough, but by the third or fourth bounce, it actually is not so bad. I also asked one of my pilots out of a bit of jealousy if I could try it. They said no, which was actually the right answer. It turns out that my qualifications as a tank driver don't mean much in the Air Force. Doug's traveled so much because he knows the importance of building trust. He understands that trust is how we turn relationships into partnerships and how we turn partnerships into friendships. I think it's clear that Doug and Southcom have a lot of friends here today, and not just among our international partners. Doug, you've built a truly impressive joint and interagency team here at Southcom. It reflects the reality of our complex world, tragedies like the earthquake in Haiti, or challenges like illicit trafficking. They all require us to collaborate in new ways and with new partners. You've shown exactly what we can achieve when we break down barriers and build on one another's strengths. In fact, as the Secretary mentioned, Doug may be the first Air Force officer to lead Southcom, but he works so closely with the Coast Guard that they actually made him an honorary ship's captain. I know you asked me to do it at this point in the ceremony, Doug, but I can't bring myself to call you Skipper. In the weeks and months to come, I suspect you'll have less time on your BlackBerry and more time out there on the water, at least I hope you do. And throughout the last 14 years, from D.C. to Idaho and Alaska to Hawaii, Doug's closest and most important partner has been his devoted wife. Rena, I know that nothing I say will help you get over Alabama's loss to Texas A&M. That one's just going to have to hurt. But I do want to thank you especially for your leadership and your kindness, and especially for your grace. Your dedication to the men and women of this command is inspirational and is a reflection of a lifetime of service. Your commitment to their families and your work with the Military Child Education Coalition is well known and even more impressive. You left an indelible mark on so many communities here in Miami and around the world. And most important, you and Doug have been great leaders and role models at home. You've got an amazing family. Heather, Ian, Hannah, thank you for your service and for your support of your dad all these years. While we're sad to see the Frasers go, I am pleased, as the Secretary mentioned, that we're placing into this command the hands of another extraordinarily couple, John and Karen Kelly. I saw John every day that I was in the Pentagon, and I can tell you this, he's the right guy for the job. He's direct and tough, he's a thinker and a learner, and one of the most experienced leaders we have in our military today. John, you and Karen have my full trust and my undying support. You've had a front row seat for our nation's response to some of its most recent challenges, and I know you're ready to tackle the new challenges that you will surely face in the days ahead. You'll have a full plate: transnational crime, illicit trafficking, natural disasters, terrorism, and more. And if you're wondering, yes, it is too late for you to turn the job down. Luckily, you won't have to meet those challenges alone. As you recently said, it's not about what you as an individual can achieve, but all about achieving together as friends and neighbors for the common good. Achieving together as friends and neighbors is what SOUTHCOM is all about. So congratulations again, best of luck, God bless, and remember, not for themselves, but for their country. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, there is one thing. I'm sorry, Chairman, if you'll allow me. There is one thing we forgot during the passing of the colors. You mentioned a BlackBerry. I think it's time to pass the BlackBerry. Mr. Secretary, Chairman, thank you for joining us today, and thank you for your kind words. It has been Rena's and my honor and privilege to work for and with you this past year. I cannot thank you enough for this opportunity to lead our great warriors and to work with all our partners across this region. And I'll talk more about our partners in a minute. On a personal note, I want to single out a few folks who are here today. First, the most important people in my world, my beautiful family. My partner, my soulmate, one of the best ambassadors this country has, informal, not official, my darling wife, Rena. Her focus, her passion for caring for our families, her grace, and her openness, working with everyone, made magical things happen across this region. Thank you, my darling. I love you. The rest of my family, and you, the Secretary introduced some of them. My father, Bill, who has been my mentor and my inspiration my entire life. My daughter, Heather, her husband, Bruce Lyman, and our grandchildren, Madeline and Jacob. My son, Ian, and daughter, Hannah. My brother, Willie, and his family. My sister, Amy, and her son. My in-laws, Dan and Paula, Steve and Suzanne, John and Glennis, thank you for being here. It really has been very special for us that you would take the time to be here and share this moment with us. It's a great family. Thank you all for being here. Second, over 40 years ago, 41 years ago, a little over, I attended and graduated from high school, Colegio Nueva Granada, in Bogota, Colombia. And I am thrilled to welcome three of my CNG classmates here today, Mr. Jorge Blanco, Ms. Maria Teresa Munoz, and Ms. Camila Chavez. Could you all stand somewhere? Ms. Camila. Here's that speaks friendship, that speaks partnership. But it didn't stop there. Joining us also here, as the Secretary mentioned, are my Air Force Academy class of 1975 classmates, the best alive. I'm especially pleased that almost three quarters of my classmates from Squadron 15, the War Eagles, are joining us throughout this weekend. They stood earlier. It's great to see you all here. It's a special relationship that we enjoy. Thank you for taking the time to be here as well. General Kelly, Karen, it's a pleasure to welcome you formally to United States Southern Command, to Miami and the family. You're going to really love it here. Miami South Fort is a great place, but Southern Command's even better. I feel fortunate to have come full circle, as the Secretary mentioned, in my time and service to our nation. As I mentioned, 41 years ago, I graduated from high school in Columbia and entered the Air Force Academy 3 weeks later. Unbelievably, roughly 4 weeks ago, I made my last official visit to Columbia and now finish my military career. So I truly have come full circle in my military career from working with our great partners within Latin America, both when I started and when I ended. So as we stand in front of our headquarters building, I'd like to take a moment to recognize the command's most important resource, the men and women who work inside that building, the men and women of United States Southern Command, and the men and women of all our components. Day in, day out, these soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, and Coast Guardsmen and civilians work to make Latin America and the Caribbean safer, our partnerships stronger, and the citizens of all our countries more secure. Our focus and the key ingredient to our work over many years, starting well before my tour, but continuing through it, has been our focus on building partnerships. Partnerships, training together, learning how to work together, building trust and confidence in one another, preparing together to meet the uncertainty of an uncertain future, and dealing with transnational non-state networks, and preparing to respond to natural disasters. Partnerships is the critical formula for ensuring the security of the Western Hemisphere. Southern Command and our partners have benefited from our collective, and that's two-way, partnership in our efforts, both sides of the coin in building these partnerships. The Secretary mentioned the response to Haiti. And just as an example, and we've used this many times, of that partnership and how it works, the friendship between Lieutenant General Keane and now Lieutenant General Floriano Pajotto enabled a rapid and coordinated response in Haiti. Routine, recurring training between our armed forces, building personal relationships through these experiences, means less time is needed on the ground, in crisis, to coordinate response effort. This has also gave us the opportunity, as we were responding in Haiti, to begin new partnerships with our interagency and a lot of other public and private partnerships. And we continue to benefit from that relationship today. Combating transnational organized crime requires a partnership also. Criminal networks don't respect national or institutional boundaries. Partnerships across our international borders, across governments, within governments, across institutional boundaries are the formula that can succeed and will succeed in disrupting and dismantling these networks. Information sharing partnerships across all sectors of society is growing and will help us all reduce the areas in which these networks can work with impunity. Efforts like those resulting from the last conference of the Defense Ministers of the Americas to develop a web tool that will provide information from militaries across the Western Hemisphere on what capabilities they can make available for an impacted government in response to a disaster also reflect this hemispheric focus on building partnerships. Partnerships are the critical formula based on personal and professional relationships for improving security in this hemisphere. A la familia de Comando Sur, thank you for the work you do every day, conducting both big actions and small, and specifically for your work to build lasting and build enduring partnerships with the militaries in Central and South America and the Caribbean. To our component commanders, our joint task force commanders, our senior defense officials and defense attachés who tackle enormous challenges on a daily basis, you are the tip of our spear. Thank you. You make magic happen every day and are the critical point of engagement in building these important partnerships. To our interagency representatives and partners, whose expertise and perspectives make this command so unique and make us much stronger, thank you for your partnership and your willingness to work with us. To our partner nation liaisons at this command, you have helped forge a deeper linkage between our country and yours. Thank you. To our partner nation representatives here today, ambassadors, chiefs of defense, and our partners across the region, thank you. Gracias, obrigado, merci. You have taught me much about the region, about your rich and vibrant cultures, about your impressive histories and your diverse perspectives, and about how our shared security aspirations equal one another as we protect our citizens. And to our local community here in South Florida, thank you for your partnership. You open your doors to the men and women of the United States Southern Command, and we live across this great area. Thank you for your willingness to partner and support our men and women who live in this great part of Florida. Thank you most of all, though, for sharing the belief in that together we are strong. We are one. We are one hemisphere, one home, one Americas, united not only by shared concerns, but a shared view of how we should confront our shared concerns together. That's how we work. Behind us lies decades of working together. As we face the future, this one thing will remain unchanged: the power of our partnerships, the resiliency of our relationships, and the unbreakable bond that unites our country with yours, so that we can face the uncertainty of the future together. A mis compadres en América Latina, gracias por su amistad y su liderazgo. Somos Fuerzas Armadas Amigos. Y gracias por todo su apoyo y su ayuda. And now, it is my distinct honor to introduce the new commander, the commander of United States Southern Command, General John Kelly. The secretary said it much more elegantly than I can. General Kelly will lead this superb command forward and work with you daily to further enhance and strengthen our partnerships. John is a leader, a thinker, a quick study, a combat-tested warrior, and a magnificent team builder. While serving the secretary, he visited the region. He knows the region. He studied the region. But most importantly, as the secretary mentioned, he engages directly and openly with people. I look forward to watching U.S. Southern Command reach new heights under his leadership. John, this is a marvelous group of people. I know this command is in great hands. John, Karen, welcome, and we look forward to watching you do great things with this command, and we wish you our very best. Ladies and gentlemen, the Commander of the United States Southern Command, General John Kelly.
Thanks very much. I am very aware that the primary responsibility of the incoming commander at a change of command is to say very little, and I'm going to live up to that responsibility. Thank you, Secretary Panetta, General Dempsey, for the kind words, and I wouldn't be standing here today if it wasn't for the confidence that you showed in me. The presence of these two great men, I think, is a testament to the importance of this command to our nation's defense and to the outstanding career, frankly, of General Doug Frazier. There are many attendees, on a personal note, whose presence here has very, very special meaning for me and my family. First of all, my immediate family, down from Boston, but also from as far away as Arizona. Others hail from the Boston Irish and Italian neighborhoods, many of them transplanted down here to the Miami area. In every case, these family, these friends have had a profound influence on me over the years, and their attendance is a great honor for us. I also have, I want to recognize a Lance Corporal Jake Fox, a wounded warrior who's with us here today. I take inspiration from these young men and women, these wounded warriors. I marvel at them daily, at how they handle their oftentimes debilitating wounds. They represent for me today all of the young men and young service women that I've served with over my many years of service. Young, hard charges that did all the work and made me professionally what I am today. Thank you for coming. The other most important people in my life, my Karen, my John, Kate, Heather, and Andrea. Your love and support have been the most amazing blessings of both my life and my career. Thank you today, thank you every day. I'm going to keep it short. Yep. You know,
I had the opportunity of working alongside two great Secretaries of State, Secretary Gates and now Secretary Panetta. I really did have an opportunity to see how the sausage is made. I think I can speak for the two secretaries, and I also think, respectfully, I could speak for General Dempsey and before him, Admiral Mullen, when I say that in all of the time I served on the OSD staff, I know the confidence that these men had in General Fraser and his command. They were always doing what the chairman and the secretary wanted done. They're always making maximum speed in the way they did business. They're always on exactly the right course. That's no accident when you have a superb commander like Doug Fraser with his hand on the tiller. So I don't know about aviation and altitude and all of that, but that's a little Navy Marine Corps stuff for you. I know that the senior most civilians and military in the Pentagon, and I'd extend that to the State Department, the interagency, all had tremendous respect and confidence in what was being done here in Miami. They were all confident in the knowledge that Southcom, with its incredible commander, was the epitome of integrity, intellect, honor, and humility. It's a privilege to follow him. I will take his program and do the best I can to continue the partnership, growth with our friends throughout the region, and of course, take care of Southcom, its families, and very much look forward to getting involved in the community here in Miami. General and Mrs. Fraser, thank you for everything you have done for this command, for the region, and for our nation. We're thrilled to be here. To all our partner nations and U.S. government representatives here today, I look forward to working with you all to help strengthen the bonds of friendship and cooperation between the U.S. and the region. Again, thank you for joining us today. May God bless America, our partner nations, and may he protect our selfless soldiers, sailors, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, and Marines, wherever they serve our nation. Semper Fidelis.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the retirement of the colors. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the playing of the Armed Forces Medley and for the departure of the official party and their family.